Alison Thompson. Welcome to Conversations with Authors. My guest today is Catherine Hodgson, author of No Damage. Catherine was inspired to write her book after experiencing a number of challenges, and it became the catalyst for a complete change of lifestyle and the opportunity to follow her dreams. In our conversation, Catherine talks about the importance of authenticity and speaking from the heart, and she also has some useful tips on how to get into the writing habit. Good afternoon, Catherine. How are you?
I'm really good. Hello there.
Hello. It's lovely to talk to you today. So I want to ask you, what inspired you to start writing a book?
Actually, what first started it for me was I had a very difficult time for a period of about 5 years, which involved my life turning itself absolutely upside down. In short, it included having two runaway grooms to my name, and the loss of my career, and also dealing with cancer in my family.
Oh gosh, what a lot to be dealing with, yeah.
Absolutely, it was all at the same time. But the beautiful part of it is that following all of those circumstances, I turned my life around and effectively gave up my old life and pursued all my passions and dreams and made a real point of trying to get through it all with sort of smiling and laughing, as it were.
That's fantastic. So when you wrote the book, was it kind of some sort of therapy for you, or was it because you wanted to tell your story, or was it that you wanted other people to get something from it?
Very much a mixture. Initially, I would say absolutely therapy for me, because I won't deny it, being left by two grooms is slightly embarrassing. And there was that feeling of how on earth did that happen? So it's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
But then also, more importantly for me, I really wanted to shine a light on the taboos, such as being left at the altar, and also those really beautiful moments that you can have in serious illnesses, because quite often people don't talk about that. We have very set opinions of how those things happen. And I wanted to, I guess, use my words to shine a light on those and also show that we can all use our minds to overcome difficulties and create the life we want, no matter how hard it gets.
That's a really important message, isn't it? That your challenges are kind of exclusive to you, unique to you. But actually, we all go through all sorts of challenges. And there are some people who just throw in the towel and say, oh, I give up on this. And there are some people who actually manage to turn the challenges into something positive and completely change their life like you have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just felt it's really important to encourage people. And I really wanted to put something out there that would help other people either feel less alone, knowing that they're not the only ones that are having difficult times, and also feel inspired very much. Well, if I can do it, you definitely can.
Yeah, very, very true. So I want to come back to how your life has changed from before the book, during the book, and after the book.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we talk about the actual writing process first, what did you learn while you were writing the book?
I think the first thing I learned is that it's really, really important to be authentic and honest when you're writing. I think we all have insecure moments and we worry about being judged and what people will say in terms of either what you're writing about or your style of writing. And I just learned that it's really important to let that go and just say, do you know what? This is what happened. This is me. And just write from the heart. And also, I think the art of self-forgiveness, particularly for my book, I learned so much about being compassionate with other people and also myself. Mm. It's very easy to judge oneself for your circumstances. But life's just this amazing journey. And I think, you know, anything's possible to achieve. So I've definitely learned that through that writing process.
That's fantastic. Was there anything else you learned about planning a book or the actual sort of practical process of writing and having the inspiration to sit down and the discipline to sit down? Were there any lessons that you learned there?
Writing early in the morning. I found that if I said to myself, I'd write at 7 a.m. for an hour, that I would stick to it. I'm not normally an early morning person, but I loved writing that book. And I found that making sure I had a daily habit of writing really helped.
Mm.
And also, this might sound very minor, but always use a proper computer to avoid injuries. I didn't. I wrote the entire book on my laptop and ended up with wrist injuries at the end of it. So,
oh, gosh. Oh, yes. Not to be recommended.
No, absolutely. Make sure you use a proper computer and a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. How easy did you find it to get into the habit of writing every morning?
I found it easy to get into the habit, but I didn't find it easy actually doing the writing. So I would sit there and just look at the computer and feel that fear and think, what am I going to write? So I found it quite sort of difficult to get the words out at first. And I think what I found really helped with that is I stopped writing in, what's the words I'm looking for, in like a timeline. And I had a whole list of all the different topics I needed to talk about. And I picked whichever one suited my mood that day. So if I felt I wanted to talk about something really buoyant and uplifting that happened, I'd focus on that day and save the more difficult topics for when I was feeling very rested and resilient so that it wouldn't overwhelm me.
That's really good advice, actually. I think a lot of people imagine they have to start at the beginning and write their way through and end at the end. And that can be where the blocks come. If you have to deal with a chapter that doesn't appeal to you, that you're not in the mood for at the time, there can be a real obstacle there. And then people stop because they think they can't get through it. But that's really good. Go with the flow. Go with what you feel like writing at the time.
I think so. Because I think if you try and follow a set prescription, as it were, certainly for me, that's really daunting. Because you suddenly have, a number of years in your life, and you think, how on earth am I going to go through all of that and put it into writing? Whereas if you just have these small little manageable chunks and make it fun, and just say, do you know what, I love that story, I'm going to write about that today. It just takes the pressure off because you can't see whereabouts you are in the process. So if you're early on, you don't get frightened. And if you're at the far end, you don't think, oh my word, I've got all of that to edit now.
Yeah. How easy did you find to pull all those bits together to make it sort of flow nicely at the end?
Actually into a book. I didn't find it too difficult. What I did was I kept all of these separate topics that I'd written, I guess like chapters, and then I wrote what I called linking articles. So I read the very last bit of one chunk of writing, the start of the next one, and then just wrote a few paragraphs to link it. And I sort of found that was quite a natural way to then build it into a book rather than it being a series of articles on different topics.
Right. Yeah. Again, that's something useful for people to know. I think a lot of people are interested in turning blog articles into a book. But the problem, of course, there is that, yes, you've got lots of disparate articles that you have to kind of pull together and find the thread that runs through them. So, that's really good to think about that linking text.
It does help. That's actually part of the sort of second half of my book. Has got probably a small handful of blog articles that I'd written in there, and that's exactly how I linked them. I went back over those blogs, picked the parts that either I really liked or people responded well to, and then just linked them in as parts of chapters. So I sort of found that quite helpful.
No, good advice. So how did you go about publishing the book?
Publishing, I self-published and I made it into an ebook on Amazon, and I used their sort of KDP Select program.
How easy did you find that to use?
To use, I found it was good. It was really quick. Obviously, it's cheap because it's free.
Yeah.
So it's nice and easy to use. And I liked the idea of it being on Amazon. As a brand new author, to me, it was just exciting because it's a site that I know well, as it were.
Have you noticed any advantages or disadvantages of publishing on Kindle and just on Kindle?
I think the disadvantages of being brand new and also just being at the moment on Amazon is that my work isn't very noticeable. So unless I have a lot of reviews, then I am sort of tucked way down in the rankings. And also with Select, I realised afterwards that realistically, I'm actually tied in for 3 months with that programme to not sell my ebook anywhere else. And I think that's something I would advise other people. If you're a new author, look elsewhere as well, because there are plenty of other sites. Whereas for me, I just thought, oh, Amazon, right, I'll publish there. And then I started thinking about it afterwards when I joined readers groups and started talking to other authors.
Right, yeah. Have you ever thought about doing it as a printed book, as a paperback?
I have. That's a project of mine. Hopefully at some point this year, I really want to do that.
Ah, okay, yeah. Have you got any ideas about how you're going to do that? Is that going to be through Amazon, or will you do that through a sort of an independent publisher? Or
do you know what? I actually don't know. I had a brief look into it the other day, and I noticed that you can do it on Amazon. I think, is it CreateSpace?
Yeah.
The other one.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of good things about CreateSpace. So
yeah.
At the moment, I have to admit, I'm leaning towards looking on there. I've noticed people saying it's very easy to use and that they're also a very helpful team.
They are actually, yes. I published on CreateSpace both my own book and I've published other people's books for them. And yeah, the customer support team are really good, actually. They do get back to you with helpful answers, which it can't be said for every company in the world. So, yeah, lots to be said for useful, helpful customer service.
Oh, absolutely.
So I want to know a little bit about your life, however little or much you want to talk about, from sort of where you were before you even conceived the idea for the book, to where you've gone and where the book has taken you and what you're doing now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite a different a contrast between them. Before the book even came into my mind, I was living in the countryside in Shropshire in England and working in environmental enforcement for the Environment Agency.
Mm.
So very much going out on sites, and if people were breaking environmental laws, sort of taking them to court for that. They're doing court appearances. And also lots of site visits to things like farms and sewage works to help them prevent their waste materials from ending up damaging surrounding rivers and other watercourses.
Mm, good stuff.
So living quite a regular 9-to-5 job mostly and at home. And then as the sort of book started and I started to write it, that was actually, just thinking now, about 2 years after the first fiasco of being left at the almost altar occurred.
Oh.
I can laugh at it now because it's so long ago.
And so that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to learn from these things and just keep smiling. And since then, it's just been incredible. I took the decision 2 years ago now to leave the UK and leave behind my career and actually pursue the things that are really important to me. I'd reached a point where I thought, do you know what, life is too short. I've lost so much that I simply need to go and do something different while I've got the chance. And so I moved to South Africa and then Egypt and trained as a scuba diving instructor.
Mm, whereabouts in Egypt?
Egypt, I was in the Red Sea at Sharm el-Sheikh.
Okay, yeah. I'm a bit of a fan of Dahab, so I've done a bit of scuba there. I'm a bit scared of scuba diving, but I enjoy snorkeling.
Well, I'll let you into a secret. I had a huge fear of scuba diving. That's part of the reason that I trained as an instructor, was to try and overcome it.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, if you're going to do something, do it. Do it feet first. Gosh.
Definitely. When I first learnt scuba dive, this was 2010, so it's not that long ago, I couldn't get my head under the water. I used to have panic attacks. I had hypnotherapy and all sorts to deal with it. And I guess the final push for me was just like, right, that's it. I'm going to become an instructor and show the world what I'm made of.
Wow.
Very much superhero pants on and let's go for it.
Mm.
So I did that. And then I also spent the last almost 2 years working as a great white shark wildlife guide in South Africa. Sharks are my other passion. So
a great white shark wildlife guide.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Does that involve taking people down for close encounters? Or
it does. Yeah.
Wow.
We have a boat. I was one of the crew members on a boat that we would take out. And then we would go to a seal colony where the sharks were found at that time of year, and then take people cage diving with the sharks. Or they could stay on the boat and see them from the surface. And then we'd go and look at other wildlife like whales and dolphins and just everything wonderful that you find around the oceans. It was incredible. Absolutely loved it.
So is that what you're still doing now?
No, sadly not. I split open a disc in my back in August last year and I had to give up my job and future career plans. I should write a second book.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah. And so on the back of that, I've created a shark conservation cause.
Wow.
Okay. Friends for Sharks.
Mm.
And I realise I may not be able to do the physical work, but I still have my voice and my passion. So this year I'm actually doing a world tour for 10 months with my partner. And we're giving free marine and shark conservation events to adults and children in a number of different countries and fundraising for charity as we go.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so I understand you're off. That starts very soon.
It does. We fly on the 21st of February.
Wow. Well, good luck with that. It's amazing work that you're doing. So how much of everything that's happened would you attribute to working through all the difficulties you'd had in the book?
To be honest, I think all of it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I had these dreams of working with sharks since I graduated about 13 years ago now. And I felt that I should perhaps do something more mainstream and it was expected of me. So I pushed that aside. and just buried it deep, forgot about it, and had all of those things that happened in the book not occurred, I'm certain I wouldn't have ended up where I am now, because I would have carried on just assuming I should do something routine and not push my boundaries to kind of find out who I am and what I really want in life.
And do you think actually writing about them was kind of the turning point? Because you could have just, I mean, obviously experienced those things anyway. Do you think writing about them was the catalyst to push you on? And if you hadn't written the book, you would have just kind of carried on doing normal mundane type things? Or
I think a mixture, because at the time that I was writing parts of the book, I had just moved to South Africa. So I was sort of looking back and writing things up as I was starting that new chapter in my life. But I would certainly say that had I not written that book, I wouldn't have the confidence to do what I'm doing now, sort of going on this world tour. It's just given me much more of an insight into who I am and actually what I'm capable of. When you look back upon your own life, you think, well, actually, I handled that okay.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So it's that real confidence boost, that real, if I can do this, I can do that. And if I can do that, I can do anything.
Very much. I look back now and say, if I can get through that, which I did, then the sky's the limit. There's nothing that I won't do if I wanted to. You just have to try.
And presumably you'd recommend people read your book to get them to kind of understand and give themselves a confidence boost and have that same mentality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been really lucky that the people that have read and reviewed it on the sort of, the thing they've had in common is they've all come back saying it's entertaining as a story, and what's also great about it though is it's really inspiring and it's given them the boost to go and pursue whatever it is in their lives that they're passionate about. It can be small things or large things, and that's just been so humbling for me to hear that.
That's fantastic, isn't it? It's that thing of if you can change one person's life, then your mission on earth is complete, sort of thing. Yeah.
Do you know what the moment that actually really touched me was? A few weeks ago, a chap from Brazil who I didn't know previously, he found me on Facebook and contacted me because he'd read my book and he wanted to say thank you because it had given him the motivation to fight to save his marriage with his wife. And he, you know, before reading it, he felt like giving up and that could be the end of the road for them.
Wow. Gosh.
Yeah.
What an amazing thing.
I know.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's brilliant. Yeah, so you're obviously an inspiring author and you're inspiring other people. What lessons or tips could you pass along to other aspiring authors who are thinking maybe about writing a book, whether it's about their business or their life? What would you suggest for them to do?
I think the first thing is don't be afraid to write from the heart and don't judge your writing. Leave that to other people. There will always be people that will have their own opinions, but don't worry about them. I was absolutely terrified of putting myself out there, and I'll admit I cried many tears over writing my book because I was worried that people would judge me. But in the end, that achieved nothing, and I think it also hinders that creative mind because it puts you in a state of fear. So definitely just try and let go of worrying about judgment and the fear of sharing work. Just go for it and be really proud of every word that you get down onto paper, because there's so many people that would like to but don't have that courage.
Very true, very true.
I think also set mini targets, like we were talking about earlier with breaking the book down. For me it was an hour a day, but even just 20 minutes a day of writing about anything I think really helps grow that creative pathway in your brain, and never give up. I think also there will always be days when you feel inadequate and think, what am I doing? But I promise they pass. And for me, whenever I had those days, rather than beating myself up about it, I would say, do you know what, I'm just going to go outdoors, just go and have some fun and spend time with other people, because it brings back that joy. And I think once you find that back in yourself, then you can carry on writing more easily.
No, that's fantastic. Yeah, take care of yourself and don't get angry if it doesn't come, because it will.
Yes.
When the time's right. Yeah. So you mentioned earlier, it sounds like you've got another book in there. What are your writing plans for the future? Do you have any plans for a follow-up? So, yeah.
I have two books in mind. The one of them being with this world tour that we're doing for Friends for Sharks this year. I'd like to write an adventure travel book about everything that's going to happen. I don't know what will happen, but everything that comes in this year. It's going to be a huge adventure for us. We'll be living in a van for 6 months and we don't have enough money for food all year. So I think it'll be an interesting journey.
It sounds like it, yeah. Yes.
So definitely that.
Where are you actually going on the trip? What countries does it take in?
We go to Canada and then the Cook Islands, 6 months in New Zealand, and then Australia, Fiji, Cambodia and Thailand.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It is, and absolutely incredible. So I'm looking forward to keeping, I guess, a daily diary of that and turning that into a book.
Mm.
And also a novel. I am a huge lover of dogs, and I had two huge Airedale Terriers. And every time I look at them, and they're so naughty, I thought it would be really nice to write a novel about that sort of beautiful but very hilarious relationship you can have between man and dog. So that's something else that's ticking over in my mind at the moment of how to create something quite lighthearted.
Mm, no, it sounds like you're going to have a very busy year or busy couple of years, maybe, and very exciting as well. So I would love to talk to you maybe in a year's time and find out what's happened on these amazing travels, and you know, how those two books are going.
I would love that. That sounds a great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah, definitely. Before we go, do you want to give your book a plug and just tell people what it's called and where they can get it?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. My book is called No Damage. It's by me, Catherine Hodgson, and it's available on Amazon. And it's very much an uplifting and inspiring personal memoir about how to have the courage to survive loss and follow your dreams. And I highly recommend it to anyone that needs a boost and some inspiration. But also, if you're interested in adventure travel and just a funny read, then please do get a copy. Thank
Fantastic.
You.
I have actually just been and done that while we've been talking. So
brilliant.
So you'll have an extra sale on your Kindle dashboard
you.
Now. Catherine, it's been absolutely fantastic talking to you today. Do stay in touch and good luck with all the adventures that you've got coming up.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Catherine Hodgson's book, No Damage, is available from Amazon in both Kindle and paperback formats. And you can also find out more about Catherine and her travels on her website, www.catherinehodgsonauthor.com. That's Catherine, spelt K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Hodgson, H-O-D-G-S-O-N, catherinehodgsonauthor.com. To hear more Conversations with Authors podcasts, visit www.theproofairy.com/conversations. I'm Alison Thompson, and I'll be back soon with another Conversations with Authors podcast. Bye for now.